Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Companion of WSU Professor David Warner arrested for instigating fight that left Warner in critical condition on March 30th. WSU President Elson Floyd plans 2% tuition increases. Latah County Sheriff dispatched to get major upgrades, and two arrested in southern Idaho Emmett church burnings. We'll have details on those stories coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. Pullman police made a fourth arrest yesterday in the March 30th incident that ended with Washington State University American Studies professor David Warner with a severe head injury. Police arrested 31-year-old Lawrence J. McDonald for attempted fourth-degree assault and disorderly conduct. The latest version of the incident in police report says McDonald and Warner were drinking together and went to Adams Mall in Pullman to wait for a friend. While waiting, McDonald, who police say was extremely intoxicated, allegedly harassed passersby with Warner trying to calm him down. According to the report, when McDonald made insulting remarks to 21-year-old Madeline Fouts, three of her male friends surrounded Warner and McDonald. McDonald is accused of throwing a punch at one of the men, 22-year-old Robert Bean. When Warner tried to intervene to stop the fight, he was thrown to the ground. Police do not yet know if Warner's head injury is the result of a punch or from his head hitting the ground, although medical reports may shed some light on that issue. In early April, the three men who surrounded Warner and McDonald were arrested on first-degree assault charges, which carry a maximum sentence of life in prison. Besides Bean, they include 23-year-old Joshua Nance and 22-year-old John Cabano Soriano, both of Mukilteo, Washington. Bean is also from Mukilteo. Madeline Fouts has been charged with making a false statement to police and failing to summon assistance. Warner was released from Sacred Heart Hospital in Spokane April 17th after spending 19 days there. He spent several days in critical condition and is now continuing his recovery in a care facility. The Idaho Department of Correction Fugitive Recovery Unit has charged two men for the arson fires, which badly damaged two churches in the southern Idaho city of Emmett April 27th. The agents found 41-year-old Bradley Ryan Thomason and 45-year-old William Charles Dorahush Jr. at a Gem County home last Thursday. They say Thomason had not checked in with his parole officer in the case of killing his adoptive parents in Nez Perce County in 1989. They arrested Dorahush on outstanding warrants in Oklahoma drug cases, including cultivating marijuana with intent to distribute. They say Dorahush was on trial in Oklahoma when he failed to appear one day. The two were already in the Gem County Jail when they were charged with first-degree arson, burglary, and theft in the Emmett church burning cases. Thomason had served 22 years in prison for killing his adoptive parents during an argument over a family car. He was released on parole last year. Dorahush has four felony arson convictions starting in 1992, as well as burglary, grand theft, escape, and possession of a firearm convictions. The Community Bible Church and First Baptist Church both burned on the same night last month, and items were missing from both churches, which were located a quarter mile apart. The historic Silver Dollar Bar in Mullen burned to the ground early yesterday morning. The fire at the rickety wooden bar, which dates to the early 1900s, also burned the old miners' hall and a 1912 railroad car parked behind the bar where miners in the Silver Valley would play pinochle and drink. The bar had not been open for business for several years. The National Parks Conservation Association has filed a petition with the federal government to ban wolf hunting on land reserved for the John D. Rockefeller Jr. Memorial Parkway, located between Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. A spokesperson for the association says it doesn't believe wolf hunting is appropriate on land owned by the Park Service. The group's Grand Teton program manager, Sharon Mader, told the Associated Press the hunting of an animal just fresh off the endangered species list in a national park unit is really just unprecedented. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service included the 24,000-acre parkway between the two parks as part of a trophy hunting zone for wolves last year, as wolves were taken off the endangered species list in Wyoming. The Washington Employment Security Department released figures today showing the official unemployment rate had dropped to 7.0% in the state in April. Unemployment was 8.4% in Washington 12 months earlier. The department says the state has gained 78% of the 200,000 jobs lost during the recession. The state has gained 67,200 jobs in the last 12 months. Between March and April of this year, the state lost 1,600 jobs, but gained 3,800 jobs in retail and 1,600 jobs in leisure and hospitality and 1,500 jobs in professional and business services. There was a loss of 2,500 jobs in health and education services. Whitman County officials hope to soon have some answers regarding the Hawkins Shopping Mall proposal, both with respect to the potential cost and how much state funding might be available to help with infrastructure. The county initially applied for an $11 million low-interest loan to help cover its share of the public infrastructure costs associated with the planned 714,000-square-foot mall, which would be located along the Moscow-Pullman Highway, adjacent to the Washington-Idaho border and the Moscow city limits. Due to a reduction in the state public works funding recommended in former Governor Chris Gregoire's budget proposal, the request has been cut back to $4.3 million. The biennial public works budget is expected to be finalized during the legislature's special session, which begins Monday in Olympia. The money would augment funds the county agreed to pay to developer Hawkins Companies of Boise for water, sewer, and road infrastructure. In 2007, county commissioners agreed to reimburse Hawkins $9 million on the grounds that the new infrastructure would support other revenue-producing businesses in the eastern end of the Moscow-Pullman corridor. When commissioners agreed with a Hawkins request in January last year to increase that amount to $15 million, voters rebelled and tossed Commissioners Greg Parch and Pat O'Neill out of office. Newly elected commissioners Art Swanick and Dean Kinzer have since been convinced to honor the agreement, but a court may make the final decision. The group Organization to Void Illegal Conduct has a pending lawsuit in which they are asking both the 2007 and 2012 agreements be voided. Washington State University President Elson Floyd spoke about budgets, infrastructure, and research during his annual address to a Pullman Chamber of Commerce meeting yesterday at the Schweitzer Engineering Events Center. Floyd stressed the university was still committed to Pullman, even though the new Wine Science Center is being developed on WSU's Tri-Cities campus and the entire School of Pharmacy is being relocated to Spokane. Floyd noted a decrease in enrollment with 3,700 new students expected in the coming fall compared to 4,000 in past years. Floyd said he will recommend a 2% increase in tuition costs for all categories of students. Floyd said the increase would be one of the lowest in the country and is 3% lower than the tuition increase approved by the Idaho State Board of Education for the University of Idaho recently. No residents showed up to the Moscow School Bond Forum yesterday held at the Moscow Middle School on D Street. Moscow School District Superintendent Dale Kleinert hoped the empty room at last night's public forum on the district's proposed 20-year, $10.8 million bond election means most voters have already heard his speech on the subject. Kleinert said, I've lost count of how many of these presentations I have made. According to the school district, Moscow homeowners pay an average $980 per year for school taxes, and the bond would increase that average payment by $72.63 per year. Voters can cast ballots at the courthouse until Friday or request a mail-in ballot at www.idahovotes.com. Polls will be open at the Latah County Fairgrounds Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and there will also be a polling station in Viola open the same hours next Tuesday. The Latah County Sheriff's Office Emergency Dispatch Center will be implementing a series of upgrades, including an all-new digital mapping program to replace its old map and PIN system bulletin board. The dispatch center is undergoing a $300,000 remodel and equipment upgrade. Latah County Sheriff's Department Support Services Supervisor Michael Rosen told the Lewiston Tribune, this whole thing's going to improve our capabilities for dispatch. The Sheriff's Department also plans to remodel the entire Sheriff's Office once money becomes available in fiscal year 2014. Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after midnight tonight. Mostly cloudy, low 44 degrees. There is a slight 30% chance of showers tomorrow, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, high 62. Partly cloudy Thursday night, and partly sunny on Friday, low 46, high 65. And then a 20% chance of showers Friday night after midnight, mostly cloudy, low 47. 30% chance of showers Saturday, partly sunny, high 64. Currently at the Pullman Moscow Regional Airport, fair skies, 64 degrees in Moscow. Coming up next is Building Bridges, your weekly paper report.